Duke Chadwell, manager of Citrus Administrative Committee.
How are we doing on fresh fruit shipments this year compared to last year and previous seasons?
So far this year, we are 37% below last year's season to date, and that percentage has held true from the beginning of the season up till now. However, I do anticipate as we move forward that that percentage is going to grow, and I would think that by the end of the season, our fresh fruit shipments will be down in excess of 40% for the season when we close the books in May.
Is that because of reduced production or other issues play a factor in that?
The biggest factor in such a large reduction is the Hurricane Irma. That reduced our crop, reduced the quality. So that's why where we had been 20% down, it about doubled the amount that we're down. And I can attribute that, the industry can attribute that to the damages from Hurricane Irma in September.
Are the reductions in shipments this year pretty steady across the board or biggest in one variety?
Our biggest reduction, and this has happened over the last two or three seasons, is in specialty varieties, tangerines and tangelos. They're down 60% from last season, followed by grapefruit down approximately 50%. Oranges have held pretty steady.
Let's talk a little about your upcoming CAC elections.
Yeah, the CAC has nomination meetings or elections every other year for growers and shippers. We have 9 grower members and 8 shipper members. And so we held our grower member nomination meetings in conjunction with Florida Citrus Mutual. And those have been scheduled for March 14th, April 11th, and March 29th. And then the shippers is done by mail or proxy vote, and that's going to be on March 29th. And the main thing that we try to do is look for diversity amongst members, and that means we have the USDA has shifted somewhat their thoughts, and so now we look for diversity in the different small growers, medium, large. We want an array of people involved in the industry, and we have found that we need as many smaller growers as possible.
Let's run through on which dates they're in which towns.
The first nomination meeting is on March 14th, and it is for the for Polk County and the Northern District, and that's going to be held at Lake Alfred, at the Experiment Research Center. The next meeting will be March 29th, and that's going to be held at the USDA lab in Fort Pierce for the Indian River District, followed by the 11th of April for the Gulf and Peace River Districts.
And where is that location?
Sebring at the Bert Harris Ag Center.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.